Almost Worth Saying's Question Time Review, the best English-speaking news programme anywhere in television. Frank Luntz, stroke victim. Question Time, the 17th of June, 2021. The panel, Mark Harper, Conservative, Sarah Jones, Labour, Rosemary Squire, Trafalgar Entertainment, Daniel Finkelstein, journalist and peer, Ian Blackford, SNP, The Venue, London and Cornwall. Gloria Del Piro, the gal who puts the G into 38GG, being otherwise occupied in the dicky microphone-infested Paddington HQ of Andrew Neil's newly unveiled wobbly organ, it fell upon Fiona Bruce, who puts the F and the B into effing boring, to make the introductions and call for the first question. How many different ways are there to spell Finkelstein? No, it wasn't. It was, should care workers be forced to take vaccinations, and should NHS workers be next? Euro 2020 group-topping panellists, such as Roger Daltrey, Lawrence Fox, Lord Sugar, and the inimitable and uncontrollable Lady Colin Campbell and her spaniel, being predisposed at the aforementioned GB News, pointless and goalless Mark Harper, Conservative, answered first. He preferred to start by wondering why some were hesitant to take the vaccine. There were issues. He understood ministers were worried. He mentioned strategies and concluded that he was in two minds. Mark Harper is the MP for Forest of Dean and chair of the COVID Recovery Group. An Oxford PPE type, Mark previously achieved notoriety for paying his illegal immigrant cleaner less than the London living wage via his parliamentary expenses, and then having her deported back to Colombia when the world found out. A sorry tale that can be read in full in a previous QT review. Rosemary Squire, Trafalgar Entertainment, thought they should be vaccinated and mentioned a family member with Down syndrome who needed to be protected. Lord Daniel Finkelstein, journalist and peer, supported the idea, saying that care workers should cede to some medical requirements. It is a priority choice, and that would be mine. A QT panellist struggled with this to the point of being in tears. Fill your body with chemicals, or you'll be out of a job. Sarah Jones, Labour, was outcome-orientated, but wouldn't tell us what outcome she had in mind. LaBruce asked if Sarah's mother was in a care home, what would she prefer? We need to look at places like Wales, she said. Informing and enabling was her priority, with the outcome being everyone being vaccinated without anyone being forced. Sarah Jones is the Shadow Minister of State for Police and the Fire Service. Comrade Sarah was educated privately at the £17,000 a year Old Palace of John Whitgift School in Croydon before reading history at Durham University. Lord Daniel saw two ethical issues, the issue of forced vaccinations and the ethics of protecting the vulnerable from infection. Ian Blackford, SNP, claimed 100% of care workers had been vaccinated in Scotland because the Scottish Government is trusted. The First Minister does a press conference every day and carries the public with her. Nobody dare mention the disproportionately high number of vaccine-hesitant BAME care workers in England compared with Wales and Scotland. The crying chap from the QT panel got more upset, perhaps suspicious they might force him to watch a Nicola Sturgeon press conference. Question two was about the delay of Freedom Day. Rosemary told us of the economics of the theatre industry and the difficult times they are in. There were pilot schemes with partly filled venues, a nightmare 16 months. Dame Rosemary Ann Squire, not her real name, was born and bred in Nottingham, where she was educated privately, the £14,000 a year Nottingham Girls High School. After studying Spanish at Southampton, Miss Squire attended Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. In 2013, a BBC Woman's Hour power list placed Rosemary at number 16, a disappointing two places behind paedophile information exchange advocate Harriet Harman, but a Hampden Park silencing four places ahead of Nicola Sturgeon. In the guff that comes with QT, Dame Rosemary is credited with being the co-founder, joint CEO and executive chair of Trafalgar Entertainment. The other CEO is her husband, Sir Howard Panter. Previously, they founded the Ambassador Theatre Group, ATG, and went on to own 39 theatres across the United Kingdom. Their first London theatre was the Duke of York, which, according to a BBC interview, was purchased for £3 million enigmatically with the help of a number of wealthy friends. Question Time Review can now reveal that one of those friends was the interesting Greek shipping magnate, theatre impresario, sports philanthropist, husband of Susan Hampshire, and thoroughly good egg, Eddie Kouloukoundis, who lost two close relatives in the Lockerbie bombing, and who himself died peacefully earlier this year. Following a private equity bloodbath at ATG in 2016, Squire and Panther set off again with the Trafalgar Theatre, former home of Brian Rix's Whitehall Farces, and recently announced the acquisition of a further 11 venues. Sarah Jones was enormously sympathetic, but not swayed, because of the high infection rates caused by the Delta variety, which she blamed on the government's hesitancy in closing the border with Delta. Blackford was chilled. He thought easing lockdown would cause more deaths. The Scottish government had tried to stop people coming in from Delta, but the government in London wouldn't let them. Then he mentioned this humble reviewer. People who've had nothing, not a penny, freelancers. Maybe Blackford isn't such a after all. I await his check. Ian Blackford attended the Royal High School, Edinburgh, after which he began a career in financial services, which included stints at UBS, Phillips & Drew, Deutsche Bank and CSM. CSM being a Dutch bakery for whom Ian was head of investor relations. A fuller QT review biography of the great man is available here. Ordinarily, your humble author bans the SNP from advertising on QT Review because of their contacts with fascism and the Nazi Party. Former SNP leader Arthur Donaldson is pictured here with the Hitler Youth. Founding father Andrew Dewar Gibb quoted Hitler in his speeches, was a self-confessed fascist and despised the Irish. Having said that, your humble reviewer will always be on hand to laugh like a drain should Mr. Blackford be lobbed Hampden Park style from the halfway line. Snarf. Lord Daniel thought we should listen to the medical experts, whereas Mark Harper thought that there were a number of different concerns that had to be balanced, and we must not assume that all assumptions are correct. Rosemary said deaths were rising, but only slowly, and we need to get back to work. Look at Netflix. The talent comes from Britain. We are great at it. Let us get back to it. Question 3. Can we trust the Metropolitan Police after the accusation of institutional corruption regarding the Daniel Morgan murder case? Dan Morgan's family lived in Sarah's Croydon constituency. She had been disappointed by the Home Secretary's response. Despite this, Sarah said she would absolutely trust the police, or else she might get an axe put through her head in a pub car park, she forgot to add. Lord Daniel couldn't answer 100% yes to the question, which, because of his politics, disappointed him. Daniel William Finkelstein, Baron Finkelstein OBE, is a journalist and a Conservative member of the House of Lords. One of the Middlesex Finkelsteins, Daniel was educated privately at the £21,000 a year University College School, Hampstead, before studying at the London School of Economics and subsequently the City University London, where he took a Master's in Business Systems Analysis. In the general election of 1987, 25-year-old Mr. Finkelstein stood for the Social Democrats in the Brent East constituency, finishing a disappointing third, a full 11,062 votes behind victorious Labour candidate Kenneth Robert Hitler was a Zionist Livingston. Mr. Finkelstein's descent into politics and journalism can most likely be explained by him being the thicko in the family. His sister, Haberdashers Asks Old Girl Tamara Margaret Finkelstein, Most Honourable Order of the Bath, is a senior civil servant and Whitehall Permanent Secretary. His brother, Anthony Charles Viner Finkelstein, CBE, FRENG, is Chief Scientific Advisor for National Security of HR Government and holds a chair in something complicated at UCL. Daniel's father, Ludwig Finkelstein, OBE, one of the Lvov Finkelsteins, was a much-lauded and self-taught professor of measurement, whose formal education consisted of 5 days in a Trans-Siberian Railway carriage school.
Upon the celebration of his 80th birthday, Ludwig's colleague, Mr. Roman Z. Morawski, in a Meteorology and Measurement Systems quarterly tribute, was unable to fit all of Mr. Finkelstein Sr.'s scientific honours into the 1,000 words allowed. Perhaps unsuitable even for a career as Church of England clergy, one suspects a concerned and well-meaning aunt may well have nudged the disappointed dunce Daniel towards the Times and the Tory party. Mr. Finkelstein's wife, Nikki, is a public health doctor. They have been married for 26 years and have 3 children. Certain parts of the department are corrupt, not the Met as an organisation. Only a few bad apples are within it, according to a large Cockney type from the QT50 audience, reading from a police notebook. Cressida Dick must take responsibility, said Blackford, grieved at the lack of trust in the police, and agreed with the few blood apples theory of the previous speaker. But that isn't what the Daniel Morgan independent panel report concluded. The report used the word institutional in relation to the Met's corruption. I have a great deal of faith in Cressida Dick, said Rosemary, bizarrely going on to use the 7/7 London bomb attack as an example, fretting that 2 weeks later it was Dick who was in charge of the catastrophic shooting of innocent bombing suspect Jean-Charles de Menendez. The next question consisted of a negative spin of the post-Brexit Australian trade deal. Blackford was very disappointed. The Brexit phobia was high. He couldn't give a stuff about the consumer and only mentioned the farmers. I'm not an expert on this, observed Rosemary. As a layperson, she thought it environmentally counterintuitive that we should import and export with distant Australia. She then, somewhat counterintuitively, informed us that she travels back and forth to Australia as she's opening a theatre there. Daniel was more consumer-focused. This is a threat to British farmers only if consumers choose to buy Australian. He was keen on reducing the cost of goods, produce what we are good at producing and allow other countries to produce what they are good at producing. Blackwood was sombre and wanted his Crofts sheep to be protected from consumers choosing not to have them killed and eaten. Final question. Is Matt Hancock hopeless? We all know the answer to that. No need to trouble a panel.